Death toll from Cairo clashes rises to 51. Iran's parliament speaker says foreign intelligence services support Takfiris. Iran's defense minister says Iran is to unveil new missiles and drones. Iranian Interior Minister points out that Iran is contributing 30% to global drug seizures. And Portuguese government subpoenaing parliament over Bolivian president's plane case. In the name of God, the compassion of the merciful, hello everyone and welcome to this edition of Iran and English News with me, Nima Chitsas. Egypt's emergency services say the death toll from the army's Monday attack on supporters of the ousted President Mohamed Morsi in the capital Cairo has risen to 51. Egypt's health ministry and emergency services said more than 50 people had been killed during the clashes between the army and Morsi supporters outside a Republican Guard barracks in Cairo. The death toll rose to 51 after several people succumbed to their injuries at hospitals across the rest of the city. Medical sources said the death toll is expected to rise as some of the injured are reported to be in critical condition. The development came after the army opened fire on supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood in Cairo, prompting the Brotherhood to call for an uprising against the military. The army says it confronted a group of armed men who were trying to enter the building.
At least 40 people were killed. Supporters of President Morsi.
Meanwhile, Egypt's Al-Azhar has called for national reconciliation and release of those prisoners who were arrested during the ongoing bloody rallies across the country. The Grand Imam of Cairo's Al-Azhar Mosque warned against a civil war in Egypt and called on all sides to prevent any further bloodshed. Ahmed Al-Tayeb also called on the military-backed interim authorities to release all political prisoners. The remarks by Al-Azhar Imam came after the main Takfiri movement's Noor Party withdrew from talks over the new government in protest to the bloodshed. The party has already caused a deadlock in Egypt's political scene after it rejected the candidates for the post of premiership. Meanwhile, the political crisis in Egypt has led to fuel shortages in neighboring Gaza. Residents in the battle-torn coastal strip said on Monday they feared this would worsen their daily hardships.
This is a shortage and a real crisis, which will get worse as soon as we have Ramadan and Eid al-Fitr. But I hope the situation gets better. Gas, flour, food and drink and construction materials like cement and steel that cannot be found in Gaza, it has become a crisis.
Now the Speaker of Iran's Majlis Shuuri, the Parliament says foreign intelligence services are supporting Takfiri militants fighting in Muslim countries including Egypt. Ali Larijani said on Monday that this presence of foreign intelligence services has been seen in different countries including Iraq, Afghanistan and Egypt. Larijani added that extremist Takfiri groups have always been a big tragedy for Islam. He also blamed the Takfiris for killing Muslims in the name of a jihad. He stated that some Western governments have met with extremist groups in Iraq and promised to support them in their fight against Shias and Islamic Republic. The Iranian foreign minister has met and conferred with Namibian president. During a tour to some African countries, Ali Akbar Saleh held talks with Hifikepunye Olokoz Pahamba, where two officials stressed the expansion of bilateral ties. The two sides also emphasized bolstering relations and the international organizations, particularly Organization of the Islamic Cooperation and Non-Aligned Movement. Saleh also held talks with his Namibian counterpart. The two sides highlighted the expanding of mutual cooperation, referring to reopening of the Iranian embassy in Namibia by Iranian Foreign Minister. The two sides stressed diplomatic ties between the two governments. The Iranian Defense Minister says the Iranian forces are to test fire new generation of missiles and unmanned planes in the near future. Speaking at the 4th Defense-Related Research Festival on Monday, Brigadier General Ahmad Vahidi said, science and technology is the scene of competition for superiority among various schools of thought and cultures in the world. Vahidi noted that competition in the sector leads to economic and political domination, which is now regarded as the main yardstick in global competitions. The defense minister underlined that the ministry should take the lead in scientific fields in the world. Vahidi pointed out that Iran has attained significant success in other defense sectors, which will be made known to public in due time. Iran's Interior Minister Mustafa Mohammad Najjar says nearly one-third of the global drug seizures take place in Iran. Mohammad Najjar said, today, Iran is the forerunner and flag bearer of drug seizure by making over 30% of the world's total drug discoveries. He noted that Iran leads international efforts in fighting drug networks and narcotic traffickers. The United Nations credits Iran with the seizure of 81% of the opium netted around the world. Iran lies on a major drug route between Afghanistan and Europe as well as the Persian Gulf states. Since the 1979 Islamic Revolution, the Iranian police have lost more than 3,720 of their personnel in the country's combat against narcotics. An Iranian Navy commander says the country's naval forces are conducting a five-day exercise in the Caspian Sea. Commander of the Northern Military Fleet, Khordad Hakimi, said on Monday that the naval maneuver, dubbed Sustainable Security 92, began on Sunday in Iran's territorial waters. The drill aims to improve the readiness of Iranian naval forces. Hakimi said the drills would be staged across the port cities of Astara, Nushahr, Bandaranzali, and Amirabad. The maneuver is designed to protect naval routes, provide security for merchant ships and tankers, and prepare military and port facilities against possible threats. Iranian naval commanders have stressed that the exercise is aimed at conveying the message of peace and friendship to other countries and is being carried out in cooperation with the naval forces of Gilan and Mazandaran provinces. And here's another look at tonight's top stories. Death toll from Cairo clashes rises to 51. Iran's parliament speaker says foreign intelligence services support Takfiri extremists. Iran's defense minister says Iran is to unveil new missiles and drones. Iranian Interior Minister points out that Iran is contributing 30% to global drug seizures. And Portuguese government is to be in parliament over Bolivian president's plane case. Portugal's role in rejecting the landing of Bolivian President Evo Morales' plane has forced the government to be in parliament next Tuesday to answer the reason behind the move that is said has darkened ties with the Latin American state. Here's more.
Portugal is one of the four European countries involved in a diplomatic controversy with Bolivia. At stake is the refusal of landing an overflight in the airspace of Portugal by the Bolivian presidential plane. Only Spain justified its decision of changing the flight path because of a suspicion that the former American computer analyst Edward Snowden was on board. Regardless of the reasons evoked by other countries, the Portuguese are ashamed with this decision. The only official position given by the Portuguese government continues to be technical considerations. As for Bolivia, the President Evo Morales announced today it will give asylum to Snowden if he requests it so. Morales explained this decision has a way of protesting against the European countries that prevented him from crossing their airspace. Emerged in a deep political crisis, the Portuguese government didn't give yet any other explanation about this case. Nevertheless, next Tuesday, the foreign affairs minister, being Paulo Portas or another person, will have to go to the parliament and explain why the diplomacy with Bolivia can be now at risk. Inês Sutil, Shabaka Kebar, Lisbon.
Now in Greece, scuffles broke out on Monday between students and riot police outside Athens University after police broke up a student protest inside the university. Protesters gathered outside and heckled with the police, who had entered the campus and detained university students and workers who had interrupted a university dean meeting and staged a sit-in. Eyewitnesses said the protesters entered the dean meeting peacefully to discuss university issues that concerned them. They also said police used pepper spray to push back the students and workers who tried to prevent them from detaining the students who had broken up the dean meeting. Meanwhile, Greek municipal police staged a noisy protest over layoffs demanded by its international lenders as the country inches closer to unlocking 8.1 billion euros aid. My colleague has the details.
Municipal workers in local administration and services walked off the job on Monday to protest plans that reduce their number and in some cases scrap entire sections or services. The new measures are now on the table of negotiations as international creditors wish to further trim public sector workforce in order to curb expenditures and get Greece's public finances into better shape. The director of the municipal police branch of Thessaloniki spoke to RIN TV, underlining that employees can no longer keep on working for crumbs. The suggested scrapping of the municipal police came as a surprise to most analysts just hours before a meeting of the finance ministers of the 17 European Union countries that use the euro concludes on the release of a new emergency loan. In its effort to reduce the country's public sector, the government is planning to put 12,500 civil servants on administrative leave by the end of 2013 on the 75% pay of their normal salary. Horizontal cuts have led to poorly executed reforms with no real progress made on the so-called structural agenda. As a result, sharp cuts in wages and pensions, as well as repeated tax hikes, have left the ailing economy of the country in a deep recession, with unemployment rates hovering over 27% within the general population. The economic crisis has led to a protracted political crisis and four different Greek governments in less than 4 years.
Employees within local and municipal authorities of the country are taking to the streets one more time to demonstrate against austerity measures imposed upon them by the troika of international creditors. Today's demonstration has been described as one of the biggest in the latest months, and demonstrators say they can no longer sustain additional salary cuts and tax hikes in their daily lives. Lucas Romanos, Shabaka Kavar, Athens.
At least 23 people have been killed and many more injured in a wave of violence, including car bomb attacks and shooting incidents across Iraq. One of the deadliest incidents took place in the city of Madayan, south of Baghdad, where a bomb exploded near a football field inside a sports club, killing at least 6 people. In the northern city of Mosul, 3 people, including a police officer, were killed in separate incidents. In another development, gunmen opened fire on the family of a policeman, killing the officer along with his wife, parents, and 2 young children, who were returning from a wedding in the town of Masayed. There has been recently an upsurge in violence across Iraq, whose authorities say Qatar and Saudi Arabia have had a hand in some of the deadly incidents. An unknown number of people are feared dead after 2 car bombs exploded in the Syria's province of Homs. The bombs went off in a Akrima neighborhood, which is controlled by the Syrian army. A number of people have been killed and injured in the blasts. Meanwhile, the Syrian army took control of a contested district of the key city from the foreign-backed militants on Monday after 10 days of furious fighting. A Syrian official said troops took the Khaldiya district, but were still cleaning out militant-held pockets. Syrian forces also made advances in some areas on the outskirts of Damascus during operations against foreign-backed Takfiri militants. The Syrian forces drove out militants from Ghouta, Zamlaka, and Arbin neighborhoods, inflicting heavy losses on the armed groups. In a town of Hedra, near the capital, the army has regained control of a number of neighborhoods after heavy fighting with the militants. Military sources say most of the militants in these areas were killed and their positions and equipment destroyed. Syrian army has launched a major offensive to retake the strategic city of Homs, a transport hub that sits between the capital Damascus and coastal areas overwhelmingly loyal to the Syrian president Bashar al-Assad. During the past 48 hours, the Syrian army has managed to gain more ground in Damascus and some other important regions. And on that note, we come to a wrap of this edition of iRyan in English News. Join us with the latest updates at 2 a.m. local time. Goodbye now.